You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Dale Gentry.
I have someone like Dale and Jean Gentry in my life who believe in me and who continue to push me into areas where they know that God is calling me into. So go easy on me today. This is my first time ever officially preaching. And I know that we're going to have fun. I feel like God has been preparing this message in my spirit for a long time. The moment that Dale asked me to preach today, I knew what the message was going to be about. And I'll share with you guys some more confirmation as we're diving in today, because it is amazing, the confirmation. God just, he shows up, you know, he shows up in the most amazing ways. And you've got to love that. You've got to listen to that, right? Good morning, all of you who are joining us via Facebook. Thank you for sticking with us. We had some technical difficulties. We are live now, and we are so happy that you are here with us today at church. What we're going to do this morning is we're going to go ahead and open in prayer, and then we're going to worship a little, and then I'll give a message, and then my husband will come on, and he's going to share a little bit with you as well. And so we're just so excited that you are here with us this morning. Let's go ahead and let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, Father God, we thank you for this day, for this time. God, we thank you for this space. We thank you that you are always with us, God. Always with us, God. That you are always present. That we don't have to take steps in fear, God. We don't have to be anxious. We don't have to have a worry spirit, God. That we can walk forward in confidence because you are with us, God. You are lighting our path, God, and that you never take us to places that you intend to hurt us, God, that you never intend to hurt us, God, and that the places that you take us are for our good and for the good of the kingdom and for promotion, God. Thank you, Jesus, this morning, for this beautiful day, another opportunity for each and every one of us to shine your light, God. God, I pray that today's message be filled with hope, revelation, understanding, God, and that when people walk away from this message this morning, God, that they have a sense of knowing what they are supposed to do, God, what they're supposed to do, the direction that they're supposed to take. And I pray that the words that you speak today, God, the words that you speak as I be your mouthpiece today, God, that the words that you speak be that of encouragement and edification, God. And we just thank you. We thank you, God, and we love you. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, well, my husband's going to go ahead and get some music started for us.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, your glory, God, is what
love, love, love to praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here with us. I hope that each and every one of you took the opportunity to welcome Him into your space, the space that you're in. He wants to be welcomed in. He wants to be there with you. And we just got to take that time to worship and praise Him and give Him all the glory. We love you, God. We magnify you, Jesus. Thank you for occupying this space, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, God. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. All right, church. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started this morning. Like I was sharing, I think, before in our semi-dress rehearsal before we were live on bpnradio.com, that when Pastor Dale had asked me to preach this morning, I knew immediately in my spirit exactly what God wanted me to share with you this morning. It's something that He's been put in my spirit for quite a while now, and I'll share with you the confirmation of Him showing up with that. So some of you, if you're on Facebook Live, you can see this, that I carry this little clipboard, and I always have like a big stack of paper on it, to write down and journal any prophetic words that I'm given. And so I sat down with my board and my paper and my pen and started scribbling my thoughts that God had been stirring in my spirit, and started scribbling those down. And as those were coming down, and I'm thumbing through my Bible and scribbling out more thoughts, and I get to the last page, and mind you, there's a pretty big chunk of paper that I had to get through, and I see through the last page that there's a page underneath there with that has writing on it. And I thought, well, this is odd, because I try to keep just blank paper on there. Anything that I've written down goes into a different space. And I flipped the blank piece of paper over, and when I flipped it over, it was a prophetic word that God had given me quite a while back. It's actually, He gave it to me a couple different times, and obviously that's how God does with a prophetic word, right? He expands it and He expands it. And I thought, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the confirmation and for showing up. I said to my husband, I said, look what Jesus did. Look what He did. He put the confirmation right in front of me as I'm scribbling out my notes. I'm writing out this sermon, and He right there puts the confirmation of exactly what He had been stirring in my spirit for some time. So I'm just so excited and so thankful that He shows up like that, that he can do that, that He can take a piece of paper that I put somewhere else, I just know that I did, and He can put it there right in front of me so that I can see it and I can see His confirmation of what He wants to share with you today. And so I'm going to share a little bit of that prophetic word here at the end, because I really feel like obviously He didn't just put it there for confirmation, but He wants me to share it again. So I'm going to share that prophetic word at the end if we have time. But today, I want to jump right into our sermon with you. And I've titled this sermon, Moving Forward in Love, Moving Backwards in Fear. And I think that many of us just hearing that title can relate to that, because we're made that way. We're made that way, that when we move forward, we do it as an act of love, whether it's love for someone else, it's love for God, or it's self-love, right? That we're moving forward, and forward motion is an act of love. It's a saying yes, right? There's a saying yes, right? In love. And so therefore you move forward. But when we move backwards, it's an act of fear, right? It's, you mean, think like a primal instinct, right? When we move back, we're in fear, right? And so this was something, like I said, that God has been stirring in me for a while. And any of you who watch Prophetic Thursday, some of this might sound familiar to you, because I know that God's been preparing this message in my heart for quite some time. And I love the that where this all stems from for me is the story of Exodus, right? The entire story of Exodus and about the Israelites, you know, receiving God's promise, right? The remembering of God's promise and also walking into the promised land. So not just the actual book of Exodus, right? But the entire Exodus. We're even going to, you know, go into Numbers, which some of us, we dive into Numbers and we're like, oh, right? But we've got to remember that even though Numbers can get kind of cumbersome for a lot of us because there's a lot of numbers in there, that we have to remember that intertwined in those numbers is a beautiful story of God's love and His perfect path for us. And so we're going to dive into a little bit of that this morning. So one of the things that I wanted to start off with is the word Exodus, right? The word Exodus itself is translated as a going out. That's what Exodus literally means, is a going out. And this going out, obviously, was a going out from the land of oppression into new territory. And so today, my heart is to speak to those of you who are maybe living in the old territory. Maybe those of you who are feeling like you're lost, feeling like God has called you to do more, and you know it in your spirit that God has called you to do more, yet you take more steps back in fear than you do steps forward in love. And quite honestly, I think really this speaks to each and every one of us, because none of us has ever fully arrived. Right? And I've shared this before, but I love the words that are written on Lady Bird Johnson's tombstone. And her tombstone literally reads, "Construction now complete." And I love that because what she realized is that her life was constantly under construction, right? That God was constantly doing something in her life. And so she was under construction, just as each and every one of us are. And so, you know, this message today isn't being preached from someone who has arrived by any means, because if construction was complete, I'd be under that tombstone as well. And so each and every one of us, there's pieces of this can speak to. And I love that we can go back to God's word, even in the Old Testament, right? Even in the Old Testament, that we can go back to His word and we can see His love and His truth working right there for us, applicable to today, right where we're at. And so today, I'm hoping that those of you who hear this message, that you have an experience in Exodus, that you experience a going out, right? That you step out of the oppression that you're living in. You step out of the prison that you're living in. Maybe some of you are feeling enslaved, that today that you're able to get a revelation for stepping out into new territory and remembering that the Exodus was a promise that was remembered by God that He had already made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? That this is, the Exodus was a promise already made. Remember that our God is a promise keeper, right? He is a promise keeper. And even when we've forgotten the promise, He remembers the promises that He's made, especially to us and to those who were before us. Right? And I'll tell you, just in as example of that, I've had some prophetic visions about my children. I know in my spirit that those were God's promises to me about my children. I hold on to knowing that the vision that God's given me for our son, which is such a clear vision, I hold on to that someday we are going to see him walk out that vision because it's God's promise. It's a promise that He made to us. And so, you know, God prepared Moses as His mouthpiece, right? Moses. And so many of us, when we think of Moses, we think, oh, how great Moses was. And he was, but he was also just a man, like each and every one of us. He was human, right? And so when God called Moses to be His mouthpiece, Moses objected. Right? He at first he objected, and we can see that in Exodus 4:13. I'm going to read Exodus 4:13 to you really quick. He says, "Please, Lord, I beg you to send your message through someone else. Anyone else. Right? How many of us have heard God speak to us that he's commissioned us to do something and we're like, God, anyone else? Like, I want to do great things for you, but can you go ahead and just, for this little thing, like, I know it's kind of a big thing, but like, this, just this one thing. And we start trying to negotiate with God, right? Just as Moses did, right? Just as Moses did, that he tried to negotiate with God, right? And then we hear God's words that he said right before he even negotiated, he says, in Exodus 4:11, he says, who is it that gives a person a mouth? Who determines whether one person speaks and another doesn't? Why is it that one person hears and another doesn't? And why can one person see and another doesn't? Isn't it because of me, the eternal? You know it is. Go now. And I will be there to give you the words to speak. I will tell you what to say. Now, this was before Moses said, please, Lord, I beg you to send someone else. I beg you to send someone else. God's telling him, I'm going to give you the words to speak. I'm going to put those in you. And Moses is standing there really in disbelief, right? Isn't this disbelief that, okay, God, pick someone else, like just anyone else. And I love that then God speaks to Moses, right? Prior to this, and I know that I'm going backwards because I really want you to understand is that there's, you know, even Moses himself, after God has spoken to him, right, God has shown him, and he still is begging him to use someone else. And in Exodus 4, I love this. This is one of my favorite parts of this book, Exodus 4. What if they don't trust me? What if they don't listen to a single word I say? They are more likely to reply, the Eternal has not revealed himself to you. How many of us have heard that? How many of us have faced others' objections and rejections, knowing that we have heard from God, but yet they don't believe us, right? And that we become more concerned about what others believe or their lack of belief than what God has commissioned us to do, right? The Eternal One answered Moses, what do you have in your hand? My shepherd's staff, Moses replied. Throw your staff on the ground. So Moses threw the staff on the ground, and it was transformed into a snake. Moses quickly jumped back. He moved back in fear. He quickly moved back in fear. Reach out and grab it by its tail. So despite his natural fears, Moses reached out and grabbed the snake, and he held it, and it changed back into his shepherd's staff. Now, I don't know about you, but have you ever believed more in your own shortcomings than you've believed in the promises of God? I think if each and every one of us are honest, that we can say, yes, there have been plenty of times, and in fact, even now as I listen to this message, there are shortcomings that I'm believing in more than the promises that God has shared with me, right? And just like Moses, each and every one of us has been given a staff. Each and every one of us has been given gifts and talents that God has given to us specifically because he intends to use. And so I just encourage you right now that if you've got some notes that you're taking, if you're even opening up in your Bible, that maybe you just write it out. Write out what some of those fears are that you're facing. What are some of those shortcomings that you're believing more in than God's promise? Because some of us are stuck in the land of oppression. We're stuck in this slave mentality simply because we are believing more in our own shortcomings than we are believing in God's promise. Or maybe your gifts and talents are being buried because you're trying to do it all yourself. How many of us can relate to that? Right? Some of you said, whoo, now she's on to something, right? Trying to do everything yourself. Well, even Moses experienced that, right? Moses experienced that as well, right? We see that in Exodus 18, and I'm reading from the Voice, by the way. I'm just reading from the Voice Bible. In Exodus 18:13, on the next day, Moses sat and served as judge, settling disputes among the people. Those with grievances surrounded him from sunrise to sundown, waiting to present their case. Jethro noticed all Moses was doing for the people. What do you think you are doing? Why are you the only one who is able to judge the disputes of all these people who surround you from sunrise to sundown? Moses replied, "These people come to me seeking direction from God. When two people are arguing and can't resolve their differences, they come to me and I settle the matter between them. This is only one way in which I help God's people understand his requirements and his instructions." You see, but even Moses himself, even though he was hearing from God and he knew that he was walking out what God wanted him to do, that he still needed to seek outside wisdom and counsel, right? So because Jethro was more than just his father-in-law, right? He was more than just his father-in-law. He was wise counsel for Moses. And Jethro says to him, what you are doing is not good for you. The responsibility is just too much. You are going to wear yourself out. How many of you can say yes, right? Yes to that. You're trying to do everything by yourself. And God's saying to you right now, you're going to wear yourself out. But here's the kick. Not only that, you are going to wear out the people too. So this people that you serve, right? The people that you serve are going to get worn out because you won't let other people help you. You won't let other people stand with you in this assignment. This promise that God has made to you requires the help of others. See, one person, even Moses, one person can only do so much and can only hope, help so many. And then Jethro says this, "I'm going to give you a piece of advice. So listen up and God will be with you. You should represent the people before God and carry their concerns to him. Teach them God's requirements and pass on his laws. Show them the right way to live and the kind of work that they should be doing. As for all of those other duties you have taken on, choose competent leaders who fear God, who love truth, despise dishonesty, and won't take bribes. Choose others who are assigned to come alongside of you." You see, you're not the only one who has heard the promise of God and the promise of the new land, of the new territory. You're not the only one. There are leaders. There are people who love God, who love the truth, who want to come and surround you and be a part of the mission that God has commissioned you to. So what's stopping you from moving forward? What's stopping you from moving forward in love? Right? Because one of the things that we have to understand is that we are never standing still. Never standing still. See, some of us think, well, if I just stand here for a minute, then I can regroup and I can think about this some more. I can analyze this some more. But remember, as you stand still, the world goes on. The world goes on. And so if the world is moving forward, God's mission is moving forward, and you are standing still, what are you really doing? You're moving backwards. And when we move backwards, we do it in fear. And so you are never standing still, my friend. You are either moving forward or you are moving backwards. Now, some of us, and here's the part that we get to that many of us can relate to in the Exodus, right? Some of us are wandering. We're wandering and we're wandering and we're wandering. So we're moving. Our feet are moving, but not in clear direction, not on a clear path, right? We're wandering around the wilderness, wandering and wandering and wandering. And as we wander, we grow frustrated, right? We stop finding gratitude, just as the Israelites, right? We start grumbling about all that God has given to us, and yet we grumble about the things that God hasn't done yet. We grumble about the promises that he's made to us, but yet that we haven't seen come forward yet. And we're growing tired. And we're growing weary because we think we're moving forward in love. But remember, when you move forward, you move with direction, right? Direction. Also, when you move backwards, it's a deliberate move backwards. Wandering is kind of like side to side and just all over the place. No direction. You see, the children of Israel weren't supposed to take 40 years to get to their promised land. Most of us know that. Right? And in fact, if you kind of look at, you know, the geography and you look at, you know, the time that really should have maybe taken them like 11 days. 40 years. 40 years of wandering. And they wandered because of why? Because of doubt and because of unbelief. And again, some of us are believing more in the whispers and the lies of the enemy than we are in God's promises. And we blame, right? We take on blame and we blame time. And we blame other people. We blame our own circumstances. Some of us, like the Israelites, even blame God. We blame. And what is blame? It's excuses. That's all that blame is one big excuse. It's an excuse that's built upon doubt and unbelief and fear. Now, here's something that I want you guys to catch. This is what I really want you to catch right here, is that if you actually compare the two stories of the Israelites leaving Egypt, right? When they left Egypt, when they left the oppressed land on God's promise, right? When they left the oppressed land and they started to head into the promised land, okay, right? So those two different events, right? Because we know that there was also the wandering of 40 years and a lot of grumbling and a lot of unbelief and a lot of doubt, right? In fact, an entire generation having to be not getting to enter, right? Because of all of that, right? So 40 years because of doubt and unbelief and fear. So the connection, though, between those two is the Red Sea and the Jordan River. They're both experiences where the water dried up, right? And both stories, the actual Exodus and then the actual walking into the promised land, they both required strong leaders. And they both required a ton of faith. A ton of faith. And of course, we don't know. We don't know what would have happened if the Israelites would have just believed God the first time, right? What would have happened if they would have just believed God? They would have walked out in belief instead of unbelief, right? If they would have cast out any doubt, right? And they were courageous. Thank you, Bernadine. And they were courageous, right? We don't know, because that's not how it happened. We don't know. However, what we do know is that 40 years later, 40 years, and an entire generation, that Joshua was given clear direction. Joshua was given clear direction, and he was given that clear direction through an encounter with God. See, now some of us are not encountering God, but that's not because of God. Again, we are standing in our own way and standing in our own way of an encounter with a God who wishes to encounter us. We are standing in our own way. Joshua was not. And through an encounter with God, God gave him clear direction. Right? God told Joshua that you were going to march around the city and that the walls were going to fall down. That takes a lot of faith, right? That takes a lot of belief that just simply marching around this city, that the walls are going to fall down. You see, God gives us a promise. He gives us clear direction that so oftentimes in the natural seems like it can't be possible. But Philippians 4:13 reminds us that all things are possible through Christ, right? All things are possible through Him. But we have to have the belief. And we have to have the obedience. You see, Moses, although he served God, there was some disobedience. And so it was Joshua who walked and led those people into the promised land. Obedience. Obedience is what got the second generation of Israelites into the promised land. And I think that this story is so important for us today, Because we must recognize our own hurdles and our own faith walk. And here's the thing, that if we choose, remember, when you make an excuse, you're choosing to make that excuse. Choose to move back in fear or choose to move forward in love. Choose to wander because you choose not to have an encounter with God. Choice. One of the most beautiful gifts that God gave to us. Choice. So if we choose not to face what God is telling us to do in one season, He'll bring you back around to a similar situation until you face what you've needed to learn. How many times must we take the same test? How many of us can say, this is all making sense now? I've been wandering, and God keeps bringing me right around to the same thing. It's dressed up in different clothes. It's dressed up differently. But He keeps taking me back to the same test because I have failed to face what He needed me to learn. And I don't know what that is for you. For some of it's finances, right? Some of us, it's saying, why can't I ever seem to get out of debt? Why can't I ever seem to get the money that I know is supposed to come to me? Why can't I seem to get my finances straight? Why can't I seem to get my relationships right? Why do all my relationships seem to have a similar theme? It's so easy to blame others, isn't it? It's so easy to be in a relationship where it seems like it's always someone else's fault. Yet, that's the same thing that keeps coming back around and back around in whatever relationship you're in. What about your own belief? What about the promises that God has made to you that you continue to step back in unbelief? See, I don't know what your mountain is. I don't know what your desert is. But it's likely if you're wandering that you have something that you haven't faced. And so God keeps bringing it back around. Back around. But what's your wall? What's your wall? What is the clear direction that God has given to you that if you simply walk out in faith and obedience, that the wall will fall down? And as I said before, we know that God will never put us in a situation that's meant to harm us. But He does know that in order for us to walk out into the calling that is placed on each and every one of our lives, that we're going to have to face some things, right? That we're going to have to face some things that we would rather run and hide from. Like Moses. Even when God has shown us our gifts and talents, we would rather beg God to use us somewhere differently, to use us somehow differently. And who are you giving the credit to? You know, some of us have faced some mountains. Some of us have faced some walls. Who's the credit and the glory been given to? Have you taken that? Have you let that sit on your shoulders and say, look what I did? No. Look what God did. Joshua and the Israelites, Their wall didn't fall down on their own doing. It fell down on God's doing. And the glory was given to him. Okay, so how am I doing on time? Okay, I better get to the whole, wrap this up, right? So how can we use the stories of Exodus and the entrance into the promised land in our own lives today? Okay, here's where the fruit's going to be for you. Number one, stand your ground. Do not let the trials move you from the place that God has placed you in. Stand your ground. Do not let fear control you any longer. You are not a slave to fear any longer. Declare that right now. Declare that. I am no longer a slave to fear. Today I will stand my ground and I will march around the wall that God has promised to me will fall down. Stand your ground. Two, prayer. Every circumstance and every situation requires godly decision and wisdom and direction, right? Godly direction, godly wisdom. Prayer. Remember, God showed Joshua exactly what to do through an encounter with him. You can encounter that exact same God through prayer. You encounter the exact same God that Joshua did through prayer. And listen, He already knows what you need to navigate. But he wants you to come to him, right? That let him be the navigation. Some of us are wandering because we've simply failed to ask God for direction, right? How often do we hear that men never ask for directions, right? And they get lost, right? Because they just would rather not ask for directions. Well, you know what? I think that applies more to all of us. That we fail to ask God for direction. And so we're left wandering. We're left to our own navigation and our own devices. Remember, the wall doesn't fall down on our own devices. Prayer. Number three, look for partners in your life. Look for patterns in your life. What seems to be happening over and over and over and over again in your life, right? Again, is it finances? Is it relationships? Is it belief? What seems to keep happening over and over again? Simply because you refuse to face what God is trying to teach you. Simply because you'd rather grumble about it. Just like the Israelites in Numbers 11. Grumbling with lack of gratitude. Lack of gratitude. Number four, determine that you will not go back. A decision that you will not go back around this mountain ever again. Not one more time, not ever again. Whatever you need to face, face it. Whatever it is, whatever fear it is that's keeping you wandering, that's keeping you enslaved, face it. Whatever God is trying to teach you, stop running away from it. And as many of my friends know, that one of the things that I had to say to myself so many times, time and time again, that I'm going to punch fear right in the face. Now I'm not a fighter, but I can get a pretty good visual of that. that if I just punch it in the face, that I can move forward in love because it's no longer blocking me. And number five, remember that you do have an enemy. And he studies you like it's his full-time job. Because it is. So he knows exactly what buttons to push. You must resist him. And just as James 4:7 tells us, when you resist him, he will flee. God wants to remind you that you are victorious through him. The enemy has already been defeated. So everything that he creates is fake. Because someone who has been defeated cannot create a new reality. It's all fake. And so it's really easy when you think about that, like punch fear in the face, if it's fake and it was created by someone who's already been defeated, I don't barely even need to raise my fist. Because it's all about having the belief that God can do the impossible through me. Look, there was an entire generation, and then obviously all the generations after that, that watched as their parents, with weak faith, with unbelief, and with grumbling spirits, slowly died in the desert. Why does this matter? Because someone is watching you. And that someone will affect the next generation, and the next generation, and the next generation. Someone is watching you and saying, are you going to wander around this mountain for the rest of your life? Are you going to look at the giants? Or are you going to look at the wall and believe in God's direction and his promise? Remember God's words to Joshua in 1:9. Be strong and courageous. Never be afraid or discouraged, because I am your God, and I will remain with you wherever you go. And I love that God's words were echoed again. These almost same words were echoed again in Isaiah, right? Isaiah 41:10. And these words, they later became understanding for the light of the Anointed One, right? It's powerful. It is. It's powerful. And I don't know how many of you that is speaking to this morning, but I'm believing that some of you are reflecting and you're having revelation that someone is watching you. Someone's future is being affected by your either belief or unbelief, by your grumbling or by your gratitude, by your faith or by your fear. Every single one of us has a legacy mission inside of us. And this morning, after we conclude this service, I encourage you to go into prayer and to dive into that. Let God reveal to you what you need to face. What test is it that you need to face that keeps coming around and around and around again. Because remember, God is love. And when we move forward in love, we're moving forward with God. We're moving forward in yes. I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to wander. And I don't want to move back. Because if I move back in fear, who is fear from? Who am I believing in more? Love or fear? God bless you guys. I'm going to actually turn it over to my husband. He's going to have a time to help those of you who maybe you don't know the Lord. Maybe today is your first time ever experiencing Him. And he's going to pray a prayer with you. And he's also going to receive our tithe and offering. So I'm going to turn my mic over to him.
Oh, what a wonderful message. Great job, baby. Isn't she beautiful? I just love seeing her operate in her gifts and just what lights her up. And I know that's to preach, to share the message, to help others overcome. And what a blessing she is. And so, hey, I just want to move into this time of the service to receive the tithes and offerings. For those of you that are regular members that give your tithes to Breakout Radio Church, we want to invite you. Actually, real quick, before I do that, I want to honor Dale and Jean Gentry right now for their 51 years of service, for the vision that God put in Dale's heart to start Breakout Radio Church. And I just want to remind all of you that they are celebrating 57 years of marriage this month and 51 years in full-time ministry. And just to know that the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that they have impacted throughout the world in their mission work and in their sharing and in their preaching and gosh, the prophetic words that Dale's delivered out there. Just want to honor Dale and Jean and again for just we're so grateful and honored to have them in our lives and to be a part of their life as well. And so we hope that that you all out there take a moment to congratulate them again. 51 years of full-time ministry, 57 years of marriage. Make sure you send them a message or give them a phone call or a text or something just to share your heart with them as well. And for those of you that are regular Breakout Radio Church members, we want to invite you to give your tithes and offerings right now. Just reminding you that why do we tithe? Why? What is the purpose of our tithes? You know, it says it in the Bible that we are to give our tithes to the church. And it's always to teach you to put God first, right? It's oftentimes, as Allison was talking in her message again, just reminding us that there are things that we should do and disciplines in our lives that sometimes we forget to do or that we fall away from. And tithing can be one of those things that we feel like we need to hold on to things so tightly when we need to be releasing them and giving them to God. And so just want to remind you guys that obviously to give your tithes and offerings and if you go to a regular church, we really believe in the local community churches and if you already give to somebody, that's wonderful. If you want to give an additional offering to Breakout Radio Church, we appreciate that as well, as everything we do is fully funded by our church members and our loyal listeners and viewers like yourself. And so if you'd like to give, you can head over to bpnradio.com, where we've got a brand new website, and there's a donate button on the upper right of that page that allows you to give through PayPal with a debit or credit card, and it's super simple to set up. You can do so easily. Again, that's bpnradio.com. Click on the donate button. If you prefer to give via a check, you can do so by making your check payable to Breakout Ministries and sending that to P.O. Box 91985. That's Austin, Texas, 78709. Then just thank you so much for your tithes and for your giving and helping us to continue this ministry and to expand, this ministry throughout the world. I know that your tithes and offerings go to building churches, go to building, to feeding people that need food. They go to so many different things out there, and we just want to thank you for doing so and being just consistent in your giving and doing so. And so, number one, that's what I want to do. Number two, Hey, we want to remind you that if you're new here and also at bpnradio.com, we'd love to have you register as a church member. Remember that our members' names here are prayed for daily by Dale and Gene Gentry and by the staff here at BPN Radio and Breakout Ministries. And we want to invite you to let us know a little bit about yourself. Give us an opportunity to pray for you. You get updated to your obviously to what's happening here at BPN Radio and Breakout Ministries, and we'll keep you in the loop with that. We don't inundate you with too much info, but if you head to bpnradio.com and go ahead and click the register button and let us know who you are, we'd appreciate that as well. And share this ministry with your friends and family as well. We encourage you. I mean, how many other churches out there are doing a breakout radio church where we can reach all corners of the globe, all over the world, through the internet, and again, reaching out to people that need to hear the encouraging word of God and understand how it can fit into their lives. And so I want to do that. And of course, we never want to let an opportunity pass for somebody who may be here today or somebody who's fallen away from God to re-and ignite that fire within themselves, to give their life to Christ, to truly confess their sins. And so if that's you today, maybe you've fallen away, or maybe it's your first time declaring Jesus as your Savior, I want to invite you to say this prayer with me, okay? So, Lord, dear Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God and that you died for my sins, and that you died on the cross and rose again 3 days later, as written in the Bible. I ask you today to forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart, take charge of my life, and make me the person you want me to be. Cleanse my heart with your precious blood and write my name in your book of life. I confess you now as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. And if, again, we want to hear from you. If that's the first time you've said that prayer, if that's the first time you've invited Jesus into your life and into your heart, we'd love to pray with you. And if that's you, please send us an email to breakoutradiochurch@gmail.com. Again, that's breakoutradiochurch@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. And again, register as a member on our site. Let us know that's the first time that you've given your life to Christ. And we'd love to have somebody contact you and pray with you. And so, gosh, what a wonderful service. You want to come on over here? And we again, I know that Alice and I both are just so grateful for Dale and Gene Gentry, for this Breakout Ministries, for our opportunity for us to serve here. And we thank you all for your listeners listening and watching out there on Facebook Live. And
And I promised that I would share that prophetic word, but we're out of time. So join me for Prophetic Thursday. And we have a new time that's 12 noon Central Standard Time. You can join us for Prophetic Thursday, and I'll definitely share that word there. Now, remember that we do replay church today. What times are those?
10 a.m. Central.
10 a.m., okay.
Yeah, 10 a.m. Central time as well. And so invite your friends, and always on Facebook Live here, you can go back and review the recordings as well and watch it over again and hear that wonderful word that she preached today. So isn't she beautiful? She'll love this lady.
Love you. All right. Wonderful. Love you guys. Thank you again for joining us. God bless. Have a wonderful day.